The Pentagon is raising its estimate of the damage that Iraq suffered during last month's bombing campaign. Two top generals say they think that the bombing campaign killed well over 1,000 of Iraq's Republican Guard soldiers. Military officials also say some key military officers and advisors to Saddam Hussein may have died in the bombing or in executions afterward. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
Pentagon and other officials say they believe some key leaders of Iraq's security forces disappeared after a bombing campaign that targeted their headquarters and even their homes. Though they offer no names, officials say Iraqi President Saddam Hussein lost lieutenants who helped him stay in power. The general who commanded the U.S. airstrikes adds Saddam Hussein's actions suggest he's straining to keep control. General Anthony Zinni says Iraq has killed some of its own military officers for failing to follow orders.
We've seen a number of unusual things internally that I think clearly demonstrate that he was shaken and the regime was shaken. We have seen executions in the south. One division in particular lost its commander and several others.
Pentagon officials say they're not sure what the executions mean. The killings could signal confusion and frustration in Iraq's regular army, or they could simply display part of what one Pentagon official calls Saddam's management style. That style relies heavily on soldiers of the Iraqi Republican Guards, and today the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff doubled his estimate of the number of Republican Guard troops who died. General Hugh Shelton says U.S. bombs and missiles killed anywhere from 600 to 1,600. General Zinni suggested a figure as high as 2,000.
In most of the reports, these are reporting dead. Now, we obviously have seen some unit reporting. We obviously have some indication, anecdotal reporting of funeral processions and things like that.
The body count is becoming politically important as the Clinton administration tries to quantify the success of December's limited campaign. But the Pentagon stresses its casualty figures are unconfirmed, based on incomplete intelligence from various sources. Some key lawmakers doubt even those approximate numbers. Porter Goss chairs the House Select Committee on Intelligence.
I have absolutely no way to verify any body count number, and I don't think anybody else does.
Goss says he's spoken to numerous military officials and heard no plausible casualty numbers. The Republican says he thinks the bombing destroyed many Iraqi targets without undermining Iraq's durable leader.
I don't think that we did much to his stability. I have seen nothing that would indicate to me that he is in a weakened position in his country at this point. I think there is a possibility that some of his capability to disseminate weapons of mass destruction has been limited for a time being.
Goss and other officials say it's harder to know what's happening in Iraq since United Nations weapons inspectors left the country just before the bombing. That left the U.S. and the United Nations with few information sources on the ground. And even with today's higher casualty figures, U.S. officials say they don't know if they did any permanent damage to Saddam Hussein. One senior administration official says there is no sign of significant domestic unrest inside Iraq. Even if there was, officials aren't sure how to take advantage of it. The State Department continues talking to various Iraqi opposition groups inside and outside the country. The U.S. would like to help organize the opposition, although the U.S. has tried this several times and failed several times. Administration officials say it's premature to provide much aid to any Iraqi group. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.